It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. As you know, this is Perry Mason's first day of active investigation into the huge crime syndicate we know is headed by J.T. Dougherty. It's been a busy day, not only because of Mason's investigation in behalf of the insurance companies, but also because of the lawyer's normal and heavy practice. In fact, as Miss Street shows the last client out, she closes the door, leans back against it, folds her arms, and...
Goodbye, Mr. Merriweather.
Oh. Are you leaning against the door for support, or...
I'm holding it closed so nobody else can get in. Perry, won't you phone Mr. Wallace now?
Huh. What is the hurry? I started his investigation.
But you haven't accepted his retainer. Perry Mason, doesn't money mean anything to you?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. But you know what I really like, Della? I have had more fun today than I've had since... Well, since we broke the Cesar case. And we've only started.
But you have started. Won't you at least tell Mr. Wallace and make him happy? I've got the listing of his private wire.
Oh, you slave driver.
Oh, you're a sweet boy.
Oh, don't put it through the switchboard.
Oh, don't worry. Gertie's gone. She left on the stroke of 5.
Who's that?
You know our Gertie. Not a minute over time. Oh, hello, Mr. Wallace. This is Della Street. Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Mason is waiting to speak to you. Here you are, Chief.
Thank you. Hello, Mr. Wallace. Yes, yes, some progress. Well, it's encouraging. There's nothing definite yet. And we could be disappointed, so... I better let you know what happens. Well, we can discuss financial arrangements after we have made definite progress. No, no, frankly, I'd prefer to wait. Well, there's no hurry. I know where to reach you, and you know where to reach me, so... yes, yes, of course. As soon as we have made a real step forward. Now, satisfied...
Well, I'd feel a lot better if you'd accept that retainer. I knew I should have double-barred that door.
The private entrance.
What? Well, I thought it was... Well, hardly anybody but Paul Drake uses the private entrance, Chief, and that didn't sound like Paul. But Paul, it's...
How are you, Della?
Hi.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Perry. I was on my way back to my office, so I'd take a chance to see if you guys are still here. Okay, let's have it. Well, it's tough. I got just the boy we needed. Real young-looking operative. Sharp boy, dependable. Briefed him just like you did me. Told him to go to Dad's soda shop. Get to know the kids that hang out there. Try to learn something about the girl we're looking for. It's a good boy, Perry. Would have done your heart good to see the way he caught on. Real sharp boy. Only was just a bunch of wasted talent.
Paul, I said, let's have it.
Dad's soda shop is closed.
What?
But we had a file from the vice squad on
it. It wasn't up to date, Della. Place shut down the last of October.
When did you say
that? Yeah. I knew you'd latch on to the date. The last of October is the last time the syndicate man contacted the girl we want. Anyhow, the last time at Dad's soda shop. Right after that, Bluey, it shuts down. Of course, we'll keep digging, Perry. Try to find the guy who ran the joint. Try to locate the kids who used to hang out there. You know we'll give it the old rundown, Perry.
Oh, yeah, sure you will, Paul.
Well, I'll leave you guys. Let you know if anything comes up.
Where are you going?
Upstairs to growl at my secretary.
Oh, you're quitting?
Well, I said I'd keep digging.
Yes, but when it comes down to it, that's quitting by degrees. Why? Oh, I had kind of an idea. It's only a long shot. Never mind, Paul. We'll go over it next week, maybe, when you feel fresh.
All right, Perry. Give.
Well, it's only a long shot, Paul.
Yeah. Give.
No, no, I don't even want you to start on this if you're convinced that we're already late.
Are you going
to
quit rubbing it in? Give, will you? You got another lead?
No, no. The girl is our only lead, the syndicate man. We'll have to find her before we find him. But I do have another idea about locating her.
You want me to get down on my knees, Perry? Come on and tell me, will you?
I think Paul must be broke. You really need the fee, Paul?
That's all I live for, Della. Now, please be quiet, beautiful, so the man can give me the word.
Well, meanwhile, the man Perry Mason wants to find, one of J.T.'s syndicate men, is within a few miles of Mason's office. A moment ago, he pulled off a busy traffic artery, wheeled his expensive foreign sports car to a stop in front of as yet unopened nightclub. He's a young man, rather tall, rather heavy set, with sharp, angular features. This man takes a long, casual look at the nightclub, and then walks inside, ignores the workman still completing the interior decorations, and instinctively he walks to the manager's office.
You're right, J.T., I'll phone you. Well.
Hello, Gordy.
Hello, Gus. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Well, long time no see, huh?
Few months.
You're looking good, Gus. Wide open space is healthy, huh?
Yeah. You look a little tired.
Well, the fact is, I have been working hard.
You shouldn't do that, Gordy, a little guy like you. Yeah. No offense, you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
As I was saying, a little guy like you, you ought to conserve your strength, Gordy.
I got lots. I'm a lot stronger than I look, Gus. I'm a lot stronger than I was when you and me worked together.
Since you and I worked together.
You know what I mean, Gus. Since you and I started out together working for J.T., I'm a whole lot stronger now.
I still think you look tired.
Don't ever kid yourself. Now, look at me. I haven't even asked you to sit down.
I've been sitting all day, driving. J.T. around?
No, he's only here once in a while, Gus.
Well, you told me to meet him here.
Tomorrow, Gus. I guess you were mixed up when you got his message.
Uh-huh. I thought maybe he'd be here. I got in early. Uh-huh. Hey, some little layout you got here. I mean, J.T.'s got here.
This is mine, Gus.
Uh-huh, for J.T.
Yeah, but he and a big fella gave it to me.
No kidding. Well, what'll I do when he asks me for suggestions? Tell him I'll ask you first?
You tell him anything you want, pal. When J.T. and I decided to bring you back and give you another try...
Say that again? Slow?
Yeah, when J.T. and I decided to bring you back. J.T. and I talked it over, you understand? I said, sure, J.T., give old Gus another chance. Some things he's pretty good at.
You told him that?
Yeah. Yeah, I said, there's one thing about old Gus. He's always full of ideas. I never saw such a guy for ideas as old Gus. Of course, they don't work out, I told J.T. I mean, a lot of times they don't work out, but like I told him, maybe I can use Gus. I mean, if he's learned his lesson, and if he stays in line, and if he'll take orders.
You told J.T. all that?
Yeah, sure. You were always my pal, Gus. I'm always glad to do a pal a favor. Sure, I'm willing to give you a break, if you'll stay in line. And especially if you've learned your lesson. Now, look at me. You just got in from a hot day's driving. I haven't even... Wait a minute. Yeah, I had some scotch brought in. Hey, what do you know? Gus.
Yeah?
Now, this is a particular brand of scotch. Black Stallion. Now, what do you think of that? I just happen to have a bottle of your favorite scotch. I'm going to pour us a real slug. Yes, sir. Old friends got to celebrate. There you are, boy. Well, here's cheers. What's the matter? You aren't drinking, Gus.
No, I'm not drinking.
Hmm? Oh, I know you're not drinking heavy, but you got to have one for old time's sake. And to say nothing about being tired after a long day on the road. Well, you don't mind if I go ahead, do you? No. Boy, that hits the spot after a long day. You sure you won't change your mind? You don't care if I drink the one I poured for you, huh? I mean, it don't make you feel bad or anything to watch me slug this down, huh? You sure, Gus?
Want some, Gordy?
What?
Piece of gum. I chew a lot of gum.
Gum? You chew gum, you say? No kidding. Gum, Gus? You don't mean it, huh? No, thanks. I don't touch this stuff. You chew it, Gus. Have all you want, huh? Boy, it sure is great to have you back. Have another piece of gum, Gus. Watch me while I have another drink of scotch. Huh? Oh. Hey, remember how good this Black Italian tastes, pal?
Well, in spite of Paul Drake's disappointing news, Perry Mason has a break he doesn't know about, because Gus, the man he hopes to identify, has returned to the city. And as you've probably guessed, Gus's return will also mean a lot to Gordy. I can promise action and excitement in the immediate future. So, well, join us on Monday, won't you?